We are very much in the midst of an ANC elective conference battle that is underway, and this is where the real interesting horse trading and all of that is taking place just weeks away now at NASREC. An interesting article today in the Business Day about how President Cyril Ramaphosa and the former health minister William Kize are battling it out for the post of ANC president. Those closest to them have united in their opposition to Paul Mashatile becoming the party deputy president. And it certainly appears as that Mashatile has been a shoo-in for the post of deputy president. He's been endorsed by five provincial leadership structures before nominations opened in October. So let's try and understand why we are seeing Mkhize and Ramaphosa supporters joining together on this one. Political editor at Business Day, Hajra Omarji, joins me now. Hajra, good afternoon to you. So tell us about this. What's happening now between these two different camps involving Paul Mashatile, and why are they trying to block him?
Afternoon, Mandy. Round and round the merry-go-round. We've been through this in 2007, in 2012, in 2017. Essentially, those who are closest or allies of in the CR22 camp, as well as the Zweli Mkhize camp, are all Zumaites. They were all supporting Zuma, and the only politics they seem to understand is factional politics. Now, if you look at the outcome of the ANC's nomination process, those who failed to get support from ANC branches are trying to use factional politics to get in through the back door as either Ramaphosa or Zweli Mkhize's preferred candidates. Now, we've asked them why they don't want Mashatile to be deputy president of the ANC, and they've said, well, if he's not 100% with us, then we are 100% against them. And they are trying to say that they should be either Ramaphosa or Mkhize's preferred candidates. Mm. Now, this is undemocratic, and it also goes against the guidelines of the ANC's electoral committee led by Kgalema Motlanthe. But hey, nominations are just the start. We'll see where we end up on December 16th.
So you said round and round the merry-go-round, and I laughed because this is so true. We've been here before. We've seen this movie. David Mabuza, before NASREC last time around, flip-flop. Nobody was sure where he was going to go. In the end, he went with the New Dawn, with Ramaphosa, and he didn't go with the NDZ campaign. Is there a concern that this is happening now with Paul Mashatile? My understanding is no one really knows on any given day which side he's on.
So why does Mashatile have to come out 100% for Cyril Ramaphosa or 100% for Zweli Mkhize? He is on the record saying he thinks that a Ramaphosa second term would be a good idea. And if you notice, Ramaphosa and Mkhize are treading very, very carefully because both of them have worked well with Mashatile in the past. The question begs, why are those that are in the CR22 campaign and in the Zweli Mkhize campaign trying to push factional politics, which is against the electoral committee's guidelines of the ANC? And why are they trying to get in through the back door? I think we need to hear from Ramaphosa and Mkhize himself, because it is Mzwandile Masina, for example, in the Zweli Mkhize camp. It is Mondli Gungubela, for example, in the Ramaphosa camp that led these meetings at the weekend and this apparent revolt against Mashatile. Is it good for democracy? To my mind, these are not provincial leaders meeting and taking the decision. These are factions meeting and taking the decision. So they're trying to take us back to where we've come from, and that which has not served South Africa's democracy to this point.
Hajra, thank you. Hajra Omarji, political editor at Business Day. It all comes down to factions in the ANC. It's round and round the merry-go-round. We've been here before. We've seen it happen before. I wonder if Paul Mashatile has overplayed his hand, or do you think this is cunning politics from him? He does seem to be playing both sides. I wonder if in the end that will come back and bite him.